Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
All right, good morning, everybody. It is the 30th of November. This is your last day to make comment on Kate's electronic vaccine passport proposal. This is your last day to let your representatives and, frankly, the Oregon Health Authority know, and the committee, on the public record, your opposition to such a thing. Will you do so? Well, some of you have, and I'm grateful for that. I'll read a couple of these to you because this is your opportunity to do this today. Today's the last day. It has to be received by 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's easy to do. I mean, it really is. You can just email me and I will send you the links to every member of the committee and of the three staffers who staff the committee. To the members of the committee, you can write one thing, but to the staff, you need to ask that your comments be entered into the public record. This then requires, by law, that staffer to put it into the public record so that everyone can read it. And you can do that when you go online, by the way. Find the specific piece of legislation or the specific meeting minutes. Because sometimes these meetings, like in this case, this doesn't have to do with so much with legislation as it does the OHA proposed rules for the electronic passport system. So it's not a specific piece of law, but yet the actual committee hearing will be listed. And they have to list, by law, your comments. That's why you say you want it entered into the public record. It's very important. Now, why is that important? Well, because it gives opponents or proponents, just depending on what your point of view is, the ability to say that we got 1,500 comments against and 100 comments in favor of it. Well, now, if you're a leftist running the legislature and even Kate Brown or even OHA, you're going to look at that and go, well, we got to find a way to spin that. I mean, they're going to do it anyway. But what you have now is ammunition to use in those persuasive conversations with people. Because that's what this show, Political Coffee, is all about, isn't it? This is how we change Oregon. In fact, this is how we change America, friend. And it's happening. I mean, it truly is. It is happening. So I will send you those links if you have not gotten them, if you have not seen them out on Facebook and other places. You can. And so far, I have not read from, and maybe I've missed it, and if I have, somebody let me know. So far, I have not seen anything that says that Facebook or any other social media has stopped this process of you talking about opposing the vaccine passport concept and the link to the actual page that has the committee members and the staffers. On that page, their names are highlighted. That means you can click on them and you can go to their page or to their email. You need to do that today. This is your last day to be able to stand firm against it. And I will read you a couple of these that I think are really good. That makes some important points. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.com. coronavirus.news. And before I go to Jess, coronavirus, there's a story here about coronavirus cases in Oregon have been dropping. What's interesting in this Oregonian story is while they talk about everything in this story except how many people that are hospitalized have been vaccinated. They don't give you that statistic. Now, a few weeks ago, they did. And what we learned was that something, this was a Channel 12 Chiron, what we learned is that something like almost 25% of all hospitalizations of COVID are from fully vaccinated people. They're being awfully quiet about that these days, aren't they? 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Let's go to Jess. Jess, good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. Having my first cup of coffee, getting ready to go to round number two. I had a restless sleep last night over this these vaccine passports. And when I got up this morning, I asked my son, I said, did anybody, you know, mention exactly how this was going to be used or for what utility it will be used? And he said, no, nobody ever got to that part. I said, well, let's just run this out. Let's say this Kate Brownstein puts this stuff on my phone without my permission, without my knowledge, and now suddenly I'm married to a phone and I got to carry my phone around and I got to show people that I have a phone and that I got to have this information on there about my vaccine status. So I go down to the local grocery store and they want me to flip this thing out and they want me to show something about my medical history. Otherwise, I'm not going to be able to buy food. That's war. Through the history of mankind, people have fought for food, for water, for land, for minerals, for fuel. And if this broad thinks that she's going to cut us off and I'm not going to be able to buy food, I'm not talking about stealing. I'm talking about buying. Buy food fair and square for me and my family, and she's going to cut me off at the knees on that. That's war. And anybody who participates is my enemy and at war with me. It's time that people grow a little bit more of a spine than a jellyfish. This is serious stuff. You cannot cut me off from food, water, and everything else. That's war. So if she wants to declare that vis-a-vis this particular activity, that's the way I'm taking it, war.
Well, you won't be alone. I think many people will view it as the extreme of the extreme. Now, so far, they've not said that. But what you've just described, I mean, who would have thought that 2 years ago we would have been thinking such things? What you've just described is infinitely possible, with someone who has such a socialist tyrannical mindset as Kate Brown or frankly Tina Kotek or anybody else that's running the state of Oregon. Uh-huh. It is possible. Isn't it the next logical thing to say, well, you can't go to an OSU Beavers game or a Ducks game unless you can show you've been vaccinated. You can't go into Safeway unless you show you've been vaccinated. I mean, isn't that kind of what Joe Biden's saying to private employers? You got to do this?
Yeah. Well, yes. I mean, heck, you're taking away their livelihood to be able to feed. I'm surprised nobody's tried to go to war over that. It is high time we quit sitting around on our laurels and just suck this down. We're just like a bunch of sheep in the goddamn field while somebody's capping us one at a time, and we're just looking at the dead bodies laying around us like dodo birds trying to figure out what the heck is going on. Well, we know what's going on. We're human beings. And yes, it is very logical that it is very likely that she could go this far. That would be the only logical utility of the whole dang mess. And, of course, you know, I've studied commies, tracked them for decades, and that's a commie move.
It is. It is the most extreme of extreme moves to say that unless you have your vaccine passport on your phone, you cannot go into a public place. That
would
be
I have to eat.
The extreme of extreme. That's right. You do. You do. Now, I would think that would even liberal federal judges would have to look at that and say, yeah, that's a bridge too far. You think they would?
Hey, in the meantime, I'm not eating. You know, screw the courts. Screw the timelines.
So where does that lead us then? What happens? Now, you just said it's time people woke up and developed something more than a spine than a jellyfish. What happens?
What happens? I go down to the store. I try to make a purchase. They block me and tell me I have to leave because I won't show them my private medical information. And the war starts right there. Whoever has the gall to carry that water for that blood is my enemy, and they will be treated as such. You're going to deny me the ability to buy food? Talk about the death of a thousand cuts. You're going to deny my son, my daughter, food?
So then what
and
we
I'm
do
buying.
Is
I'm not stealing.
We shout it from the mountaintops on social media, and we organize a massive protest in front of that place of business, literally. And we make it so that nobody can ignore it because it is so big. And we scare that business. We boycott that grocery store, that place that gives you food. That's how we do that. And it stops immediately.
No, unacceptable. Unacceptable. Unacceptable.
Why?
Because
what are you going to do?
So what? We go there, they're going to carry the water for Brown, and I go somewhere else.
What are you
Either way,
do?
I'm not getting to buy food.
So what are you going to do then?
I'm going to walk into the store, they're going to challenge me, and I'm going to deck them. I'm going to destroy them in place. This is war.
Oh, all right. Then
that's
you're
what
gonna
I'm
going
to do.
Go
the rest
jail.
Of you can do what you want to do and stand around and cry about it. Me, I'm going to have to act. If you're going to keep me from being able to eat, I have to defeat you on the spot because you are threatening my goddamn life and my family's life and everybody else around me. This is bullcrap. It is not going to be tolerated. You handle it your way. I'm going to handle it my way.
All right. Well, fair enough, Jess. I mean, good luck with that.
Thank you. Good luck with yours, too.
Yeah, I mean, my way is going to get more results ultimately for everybody else than your way. Because when you go in and you hit somebody and assault somebody, you break the law, number one. And number two, then that's a very poor example for the rest of us who disagree with the policy. You can't do that, Jess. It's only going to hurt everything else you believe in, like your freedom. There we go. Thank you, Jess. I disagree. I don't think that's the way to do that. Folks, what do you think? Do you think that this is the ultimate outcome of what Kate is going to push with vaccine passports? That it would ultimately be used to deny us the basic necessities of life? And then what do we do? Do we do what Jess does? Or do we do it a different way? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. I'm interested to know what you think. Back in a moment. Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. We are back. It is 22 minutes past the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk on. Let me go right to the phones to Freddie. Freddie, good morning. Your thoughts today?
Good morning, Jeff. You know, I don't think they can do anything, Jeff. I think you just walk into the store and go do what you're doing. Smash and grab is not being arrested. So if everybody just walks in and doesn't pay any attention to that, they're not going to do anything. just go on with your business. And that's what everybody has to do. This is going way too far. And we're Americans. We're not going to kneel to them. Just go do your business. And you know, I walk in with no mask on or any of that stuff, and nobody said anything. I was in a restaurant last night. I walked in with no mask on. So it's just, everybody just needs to just go on with your business. I'm not going to beat anybody up, but I'm going to go on and I'm going to do what I need to do. And as a former combat veteran, you know, I fought for this American flag. And so I'm not going to let them take over this country. I'm just going to continue to do what I need to do.
So do you agree that Jess is right to go in and if they deny him food to feed his family, that he physically assaults somebody right then and there? Is that the way to handle it?
Well, he doesn't need to assault anybody. He just needs to go and go get the food that he needs to do and go to the cash register to pay for it. You know, and everybody standing there, including myself, you know, everybody needs to support that. They're not
going to
arrest everybody. Yeah. They can't do that. They can't even get these kids that are busting into the stores stealing stuff.
Yeah, but those are the big inner cities run by the liberal Democrats. Now, I mean, if you're talking Staten, you know, that's full of a bunch of conservative folks. You know, you do a smash and grab there, the state and cops are going to arrest you and you're going to jail. It doesn't work in conservative. It only works in liberal cities.
If you're in state and you do a smash and grab, everybody's standing there probably carrying a pistol. And you're not going to get away with it. I mean, I heard a guy on TV the other day that talked about this. And he says, you know, I'm from Louisiana. We all have open carry. Nobody's smashing and grabbing in Louisiana. Come on. This is only happening to Democrats on state.
Yeah. No, I get it. I mean, that's an important point. I mean, it's why the burglars typically don't break into houses in neighborhoods where it is known there are lots of people with guns. They stay away because they don't want to get shot.
Absolutely right. I mean, we just went through that with the Rittenhouse, right? That was probably one of the greatest things that had happened in this country in the last 10 years. And he defended his right to defend himself. We all have that right. And if you need to pack a camera with you to document what's going on, then do that.
Speaking of Kyle Rittenhouse, thank you, Freddie. By the way, I do love your face mask that he wears when he wears it. Let's go, Brandon. That's pretty good. Thank you for that image. Corby writes an email about Jess. He says Jess is right. Or why do people keep saying government is declaring war on the citizens if they do certain things? I wish people would stop saying this, that it's going to happen. The government and businesses and others have already declared war against law-abiding citizens. It is here now. The war is here now. Linda writes an email about flash mobs. What Jess is proposing will create more flash mobs, have people just stealing stuff because you're not prosecuted for stealing stuff. But you will be prosecuted if you don't have a digital passport? Where's the irony in that? I don't subscribe to Facebook, Twitter, or anything but Getter. And last night when I wanted to contact all the committee members, I had to go around Facebook because they kept kicking me off as I was not a Facebook member. Yeah. There you go. 503-589-1220. By the way, if you're following the new CEO of Twitter, Parag Agarwal, he's even worse than Jack Dorsey. That's why Trump's right to go around and create his own system. Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. Your thoughts today?
Good morning. I don't think we can assume that any of the systems that we've created will be in place for us to access. In other words, the stores are going to have the same problem that we have, and the truckers are going to have the same problem that we have. The reason that a lot of things are not on the store shelves already is because truckers are not allowed to drive in California if they don't have the shot, and they also have to have a truck that's newer than 10 years old. And these people are creating laws which nobody can get around, and it's going to break down the systems that transport the things to where we need them to be so that we can whatever access them in whatever way. This is a bigger war than just there being food on the shelves and we go in and smash and grab. I mean, this is not going to allow the systems that we have created to exist. And if we get arrested, I'm pretty positive they will not respect our right to resist having a shot. Look at the people who've been arrested in Washington, D.C. I don't know what the answer is, but this is against all the systems that we have.
Well, it is, and the way you change it is when the average person who is busy with their life on Twitter and Instagram and TikTok and Facebook, when they all of a sudden wake up and say, I can't buy food. The lines are too long. I can't get stuff delivered to me. The lines are too long. Who's responsible for that? That's where we come in, helping them connect the dots as if they wouldn't. And it's kind of why Joe Biden's approval ratings are so badly in the toilet. People will rise up. And yes, they can't cheat on every election. You start electing different people at the local level, they start making different policy decisions that make your life better instead of worse. Back in a moment, 6:30.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 24 minutes till the top of the hour, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC's talk line. So tell me what you think. Are you going to, have you already commented on Kate Brown's proposal, the vaccine passport? This is your last day to do it, folks. Literally, your last day. If you have not done so, and you want to, just send me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. And I will respond to you with the links. You go to the page. You need to say, and I'll read you some emails that I think are very good in this regard. You need to say to the committee administrators specifically, you want your comments entered into public record. This is very important. Very important. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Also, today, we haven't talked about this yet, but folks, today is the day that the U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments on the Mississippi abortion law. This is different than the Texas one. This is important. It's important for those of us who believe in life, at least innocent life in the womb, not the heinous murderers and rapists that Kate Brown is releasing unconstitutionally because, yeah, she has the authority to do it, but not based on any law that was passed. At any rate, those people made decisions as mentally competent individuals, even though they were teenagers. They murdered someone. They raped someone. Many of them are unapologetic. Kate Brown's going to turn them loose on us, the rest of us. Now, that's bad enough, even though I believe that they can be redeemed and forgiven. It doesn't mean that they shouldn't pay the price for their violence and their breaking the law against the rest of us. Now, the reality here is going to be that there is violence against unborn children in the womb. It is extraordinary. It is horrific. It is something that scars your soul. It does. And I will tell you that this argument in front of the U.S. Supreme Court is profound to the overturning of a right that doesn't exist in the U.S. Constitution. It was legislated from the bench. It was made up in 1963. The right to privacy extended. As badly as the right to say that government says you must buy something. Thank you, John Roberts, the traitor to the Constitution. And I fully expect that he will side with the liberals in this matter also of abortion. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But that's why we need to be praying for them, number one. Now, the loss of our liberties has been coming a long time. In fact, Jim wrote a great email about wanting to respond to the listener who wrote in about her time in Hawaii. I grew up there and cockroaches are the norm, centipedes too. Big and small, they outnumber people by a million to one. My point is this, giving up your freedoms in order to earn an income is slavery. If you want to place a vaccine mark of the beast on Oregonians in the form of a smartphone app, you are adding to the division, the inequity, and are basically declaring class warfare on those who want the freedom to choose. That's the issue here. Now, you know, I got in this argument about Jess's point saying this is war, and if you're going to deny my family the ability to eat, then I'm going to go to war. You know, not even the British did that. No, I'm serious. Think about it. Yeah, you know, when we had the revolution, and sorry if I'm going on a little bit here, folks, but this, and I'll get to you guys on the phone. Hang on. This is worthy of considering. And by the way, there's a great event coming up. I need to make you know this. Carrie Porch is going to be at the River Church, 7 o'clock on the 1st. That's tomorrow night. Now, who is this guy? He used to work for CNN, folks. He now is a guest of Turning Point USA, and he's on tour. He's going to be talking about Project Veritas and how they have been exposing so much of the tyranny. Anyway, that's tomorrow night at the River Church, starting at 7 o'clock. My point is, about all of this, folks, we're either going to stand up for our liberty. The question is, how do we do that? If the British didn't deny you the right to eat, they forced you, yes, to quarter British troops without payment. They forced you to pay taxes without representation, all of those things. Yes, and it was a form of tyranny, and the people rebelled. But it isn't as far as what could happen with Kate's vaccine passport. Now, the first time that a sympathetic left-wing business, a coffee shop or whomever, says that you can't do business with them or enter their place of business without showing your vaccine passport, that's when we show up in mass like never before. And we scare the living daylights out of the business. We boycott them. We shut them down. You make a public example of them. Now, somebody else sent me what Charlie Kirk has been talking about, rules for radicals. Yeah, intimidation. Antifa's great at intimidation. We can be too, the right way. I strongly disagree with Jess that you walk in and if they deny you food, you deck somebody. That's the wrong way to do it, in my personal opinion. Am I right or am I wrong? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Pfeiffer Roofing has this new product called Roof Max. It is a soybean product, and it's sprayed on your asphalt shingle roof. It permeates it, gives it new life. To see if your roof is a candidate for this product that not only gives you new life on your roof, but is done at the fraction of the cost of a new roof, give them a call. 503-647-4725. 503-647-4725. 47-25. Let's go to Art, and then we'll move to Rich and Jerry. Art, go.
Hey, Jeff. Good morning. I just wanted to say that this is all pre-planned. Kate and Democrats are going through the process, but they don't give a dang on how we feel. Proof that is, what was it, Senate Bill 354? It was 8-1 again. And so, you know, you can send in something, but unless our Republican leaders are going to step up and say, this concept goes nowhere or we walk out, they're going to push it through and we're going to end up having to go to court and get, because we are still a country of laws. And so it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. But
well, all right. So a great point. And I'm going to let you go because I need to move to Rich here. It's a great question you ask. It doesn't mean anything if our Republican leaders, our rhinos, Fred Girard, well, it's not Fred anymore. It's Tim Knope, and he's not much better on the Senate side. Or this gal that is running now for governor, Christine Drazen, on the House side. If they are not willing to walk out and stop it, it doesn't matter what we do. Well, that's true to a point, except that this is a rule-making process. The legislature is not going to have the ability to stop it by walking out. This is not a law that is going to be heard and passed in the February session. Now, it could be, but so far it is not. This is a rule. This is rulemaking. We have to stand up and loudly proclaim this is wrong. I mean, we just have to. The legislature, and I have no confidence that none of the a few of the Republicans would be willing to walk out over this, truly, but very few. And they'll find a way to buy them off, because that's how it works. Let's go to Rich. Rich, good morning.
Morning. Well, when you start poking the bear, things are going to happen.
Well, okay, like what?
Well, just like Jeff. He's pretty much drawn his line in the sand. He's had enough of this stuff. Now, whether he's right or wrong is immaterial. We're right in that gray zone where peaceful protest and intimidation may work, but we're right on that gray area where we're going to be right on the edge of not.
But if we do go to that extreme, doesn't that just feed the left's further justification for tyranny over us?
Yeah, I would look at it this way. Where did they draw the line in the Revolutionary War? Someone's going to cross that line, and it's soon.
Your point is a line is being crossed. What do we do? Excellent point. Gary, hang on. Get to you on the other side of the break at 6:58. We are-
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It is 10 minutes to the top of the hour, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. For those of you who are sending me emails about you can't find anything on the internet about this, that's because, and Jerry, hang on, I'm going to get to you in a second here. There's this story. One of you sent this to me. I forget who it was, but thank you. It says, why is Oregon hiding the digital vaccine passport program? They are. You can't find it on OHA's website, folks. You can't. But I have the email links to the legislative committee that is hearing and heard, because by law, if they're going to propose a rule, they have to put it out there. They have held this hearing, and they are seeking comment. You can make comment for the public record to the legislature. That's where the rubber meets the road here, folks. So I've sent that out to you. There you go. Jerry, you're up. Good morning. Your thoughts?
Hey, Jeff, they're Ducks.
Yeah, and congratulations on going to the Pac-12 championship game. Even though I'm a Beaver, you guys won fair and square.
Yeah. Well, all week I've listened to Beavers, and actually all year, but all week I've listened to them, you know, telling me how bad they're going to slaughter us. And I'm going, boy, don't be overconfident going into Autzen Stadium. That thing can be a buzzsaw. And they sure did. And they don't realize how mad we are at Utah either. I hope we just clobber them.
I hope
anyway, my alma mater, U of O, Ducks, when are you going to speak out against the mass rape and torture in China? We are owned by those guys through film night. And all the goodies that we've gotten from them, and I get it, I appreciate it, but it is time to put an end to the slavery in China.
Yeah, but, you know, as long as all these American companies in the NBA are getting rich off of doing business in China, they're not going to do that. They're not going to add.
Well, that Ennis kid is talking about it. I guess his name is Freedom now. But yeah, he is talking about the total hypocrisy and two-facedness of people like LeBron James, who sits there and talks about BLM all day long, slavery 150 years ago, and not one word about the slavery of making tennis shoes and phones in China, simply because he's making millions and millions of dollars off of them.
Yep.
Just like a slave owner down in Birmingham, Alabama, 150 years ago. He's doing the same thing. And so is the U of O.
Jerry.
And so is Oregon. And all of their wokeness and virtue signaling, they are making money off of slavery.
Yep, they are. And the U of O needs to take a stand. You would think they would for social justice, but slavery's only an issue if it's black people in America. You know, Uyghurs don't matter in China.
It's Christians too. There's 80 million Christians over there being raped and tortured if they don't give the names of other Christians. Putting in concentration camps.
Jerry, I got to run. Thanks.
Yes,
got a text message from my buddy Super Dave. It says, yeah, Jeff, buddy, you read him wrong. He's talking about Jess. He was buying it, but if he has cash, leave it on the table and walk out. If someone tries to stop him by putting their hands on him, then he has the right to deck them. Yeah, maybe. Maybe you do. Maybe you do. By the way, there's a story here. Oxford professor, official data shows face mask make, quote, made no meaningful difference, unquote, to infection rates. Unlikely to make much of an impact in fighting Omicron. Well, how long until this guy gets untenured? Julie writes an email about Jess. One cannot arbitrarily amble into any business and start pushing and decking store employees. While the temptation is there, the reality is a trip to jail, attorney fees, and a felony record you could acquire. After all that, the specter of a personal lawsuit. That would injure the rest of us who agree in principle with him. Enough said. Rebecca Donaldson is an award-winning real estate broker. If you're looking to buy and sell a house, she's your gal. Give her a call at 503-269-0747, 269-0747, or visit her website at rebeccasgothouses.com, rebeccasgothouses.com. Tim, you're up. Good morning.
Hi, Jeff. I can't find anything on electronic vaccine passport. I don't know what committee it might be in. I don't know if it's a proposed bill. I couldn't find it on the Citizens Lobby webpage. I can't find anything on the radio website. And I don't know if it has anything to do with TuneIn.
I
can't find anything.
You sent me the email, and I responded to you with the links literally to that legislative page. With that information that you can do that. And I did that to some other people too, and I'll do it to anyone else who wants to. Yeah, I mean, sadly, Oregon Citizens Lobby, Oregon Liberty Coalition, they don't have that up there. They are pushing it. However, I will say the Oregon Liberty Coalition, they are pushing it in emails out to people, and those emails have been forwarded to me. I've gotten them individually. And if you're not part of that email list, then, you know, let me know and I'll make you a part of it. But it should be. It should be front and center in a lot of websites, and the Republicans ought to be talking about it. Sadly, they're not. That's why I don't have any faith that they would do what one of our callers suggested, and that is, you know, get up and walk out of there. I think it was Art. Well, there's nothing to walk out on because this is rulemaking. We just get to make public comment on it. They don't get to vote on it. The underlying bill has already been passed. Tim, thanks. I hope that you look in your email and find that, because I did send that to you. I want to remind you also that Freedom Heating and Air is a company that does believe in freedom. It's in their name, but they practice it in their business. If your HVAC system, your furnace, your heat pump is not keeping up, you need to call them, and they'll get out there right away. That's what they pride themselves on. It's what they're really good at. It's what they built their business on all these years. 503-580-1456, 580-1456. And yes, they're looking for qualified employees too. Folks, today's your last day to make comment on this Kate Brown vaccine passport, your papers please program. I had some great emails. I didn't get to them. My bad. Maybe tomorrow. And thank you. Do send me your emails. I will send you the links to make comment. You must do this today. It is critically important. Be blessed. See you tomorrow.